The NPR Student Podcast Challenge had 2,000 entrants from across the country, but one project from high school seniors in Stillwell, a northeastern Oklahoma town with 4,000 people, stood out as one of only a dozen finalists. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on the podcast that was a finalist for a prize.
In 2018, the Washington Post wrote an article about Stillwell and gave us a new title. The headline read, "The Strawberry Capital of the World is the Early Death Capital of the United States." On the first day of class, our teacher walked in and asked us, "Is this really the death capital?" That began our journey.
That's Samuel Baird, a recent graduate of Stillwell High School. He says the question from his English teacher, Faith Phillips, confounded him.
So that kind of confused me because when they said that we were the death capital, I was like, so if I drive 15 minutes to Westville, you know, I live longer? How'd that make sense?
Baird and more than 50 of his classmates spent their year exploring that question. A data set collected by the National Center for Health Statistics and published in 2018 found the town had the lowest life expectancy in the nation. However, the stat was later retracted after a flaw was revealed. One of the students, Alexis Sanders, said fitting all that into a podcast took months to develop.
We've edited this like, I'd say about 15 times, you'd say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We definitely edited this a lot because we wanted to have the right stuff fit where it needed to be.
And the group dove into some sensitive issues while exploring their community. They interviewed experts about local drug problems, environmental issues, and the history of the town that was at the end of the Trail of Tears. But talking about those issues and bringing up painful memories was important work, Sanders says.
It doesn't matter if it makes people upset because you're doing the right thing. And so you shouldn't care about what other people think as long as what you're doing is right.
And there was a lot to fit in. The students began their work at the beginning of the fall as part of their senior-level English class taught by first-year teacher and local author Phillips. All the interviews were recorded on her phone. Then, the students spread across her classes would go through a democratic process to pick sound clips to put in the podcast.
They would vote, you know, and pass out note cards, and we'd listen to sound clips, and they'd write down the time mark from what they were hearing. Okay, this is the most important part from what the congressman said that we want in the podcast.
They didn't finish until March. Over the course of that time, they conducted hours of research and more than a dozen interviews with people ranging from local officials to teachers to their U.S. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. He asked the students about who they see as role models in Adair County, where Stillwell is located.
Is there a picture in the community that sets standards high for kids, that sets achievements high for them to let them know that they can achieve greatness?
One example might be finishing highly in a national contest. The Stillwell students were finalists along with an impressive list of high school students, mostly from bigger schools. The eventual winner was a project about climate change activism, done by a group of students at the High School for Innovation in Advertising and Media in New York City. But Stillwell stood out to the NPR education team, which runs the contest.
I think any investigative journalist would be proud of the time and energy the students put into dissecting this story.
That's Sequoia Carrillo, a production assistant on NPR's education team. She helped pick the finalists, who were then judged by a team of NPR reporters and editors. The Stillwell students were the only finalists from Oklahoma, and they faced some major hurdles. Stillwell's student body is more than 90% economically disadvantaged. In order to get laptops for students to conduct research and eventually edit the podcast together, Phillips organized an online fundraiser that attracted donors nationally, but also locally.
A large majority came from people in this community who wanted to see that the students had the tools they needed.
The research, the writing, the recording, the editing, it was all worth it, says Chris Fields, one of the hosts of the podcast. He says if there's a conversation about the community and the issues Stillwell faces, then it's done its job.
In order to change, we have to want to change. The Stillwell High School seniors of 2020 want our research work to ignite a spark in Stillwell, come together not just as a community, but as a family. Our town needs healing, not just covering up the facts.
And thanks to the podcast that made it so far in an NPR challenge, people in Stillwell can have those facts. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.